over Yantiv, someone asked me what I thought was a fascinating question, because there are so many different minyanim all over the place, meeting in small groups. So a fellow in my shul who happens to be a Kohen asked the following. He said that he was davening at a minyan, or was planning on davening at a minyan, that had one other Kohen. And then another minyan asked him if he could daven with them, because that minyan had zero other Kohanim, and they wanted to have Birchas Kohanim, and they couldn't have Birchas Kohanim with zero other Kohanim. So he wanted to know, is it better for him to daven at a minyan where there's going to be another Kohen, so that two Kohanim will do Birchas Kohanim? In which case, the way he understood it, is that there's going to be Birchas Kohanim Midoraisa, versus if he's an only Kohen, then both minyanim will have Birchas Kohanim, but it will only be Midrabanan, because it's only one Kohen at each minyan. So what's the better thing to do in that circumstance? So I said, whoa, we got to take a step back. Are all of the assumptions correct over here? Birchas Kohanim with only one Kohen is only Drabanan. With two Kohanim is necessarily Daraisa. So let's discuss a little bit. The difference between one Kohen and two Kohanim is based on a Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Chesem Beis. The Gemara tells us, Amar Bishom Levi, Kol Kohen She'ena Ola L'Duchan Over B'Shlosh Aseh. Any Kohen who fails to go up to the Duchan is in violation of three Aseh's. Kosavarchu, Amar Lehem, and V'Samu Hashemi. So most Rishonim, the Rush in Megillah in the third parak Simchav Beis, the Ran Tezvav in Beis in Megillah, the Smag in Mitzvah Aseichav, the Smak and the Tur assume that he only violates this halacha if he was in shul when they called Kohanim, and then he didn't go up. So then he's in violation of three essays. And they bring a raya from Yerushalmi in the fifth parak of Brachos, that when Amoraim were too weak to duchen, they would leave shul before being called up, presumably, and then they were not in violation of anything. It's really based on the Targum Unculus. On the words Emar Lehem, the Targum Unculus says, Kadyemun Lahon. When they tell you, then you have that's what generates the Chiyuv to duchen. And if they never told you, if they never called you up, they never called Kohanim, so then you don't have the Chiyuv to duchen. The Bir Alacha in Kuf Chav Ches, Dibra Maschel Einam, points out, though, that unless a Kohen is sick or weak, he should not utilize that trick of leaving shul, because he's actively avoiding an obligation. It's similar to someone who chooses not to wear a Beggar of Dal Kanfus, Menachas Daf Mem Aleph, that Ye'anish B'din Ritcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes such a person at a time of divine anger. The Bir Alacha also associates it with Kiddush Lamed Gimel, that if somebody hides his eyes from seeing a Zakein walking by to avoid having to stand, he's in violation of Yaresa Melokecha. So you know that Birchas Kohanim is coming up, so you just skip out of the room because you're too schwach to do Birchas Kohanim, because you're too not in the mood to do Birchas Kohanim. No, it's a violation of Yaresa Melokecha. That's the kind of thing of Be'idan Ritcha, a person is going to be punished from. So the question is, it literally a violation of three mitzvahs aseh? The Rambam in the 15th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Yud Beis, writes, Kol Kohen She'eno L'Duchan, Aval Pi She'bitel Mitzvahs Aseh Achas, Hareze Ki Over Al Shalosh Mitzvahs Aseh. The Rambam says that it's really only a violation of one aseh, but it's Ki'ilu, it's a violation of three mitzvahs aseh. Where does he get the idea that it's only one? So the Beis Yosef explains that only Kosavarchu, and not Emar Lehem, not the Samu Hashemi, is said Belashon Tzivui. The Gemara is just highlighting that it's very, very severe, so it calls it a violation of three, but it's not really three. Prima Gadim, Nimish Pesel Zav, Sivkan Gimel, says, but there's a Rambam l'shitaso, because in Shorish Tes of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes that if the Torah repeats a mitzvah several times, it still only counts once, and it's only repeated for emphasis. The Torah, however, understands that it literally is a violation of three mitzvahs aseh. Primogadon points out there's a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Torah. You say, oh, what's a nafkamina? It's bad, right? If they call you up and you don't go, it's bad. Whether it's one mitzvah aseh, three mitzvahs aseh, no, says the Primogadon, it's a nafkamina. What happens? If you have a Shavas Aveda opportunity that arises at the time of Birchas Kohanim, which one should you take advantage of? Birchas Kohanim or Shavas Aveda? Shavas Aveda is a mitzvah saseh and a lo saseh. So if it's only a bittel aseh achas, like the Rambam says, definitely do a Shavas Aveda. But if it's a bittel of three aseh, the three aseh are going to beat out the Shavas Aveda, which is only two mitzvahs, an aseh and a lo saseh. Notably, though, the Rabbeinu Menoach disagrees with all of these Rishonim and holds that even if he's not called to be Mevarech, while he may be in violation of three mitzvahs saseh, he may not be in violation of three mitzvahs aseh, he's certainly in violation of one mitzvah aseh of Kosavar, who even without being called. Beis Yosef says that it's clear that most Rishonim disagree with this Rabbeinu Menoach, and therefore the Pri Chazer says you don't have to be choshesh for the Rabbeinu Menoach. But what emerges from all of this is that there is only an obligation to duchen once you're called up. if you were never called up Kohanim, then you don't have to go to Duchen. Okay, so now once we establish that, that there's only an obligation to Duchen after being called up, we can discuss whether a Yachid gets called up in the first place. Because if a Yachid doesn't get called up, then he's under no obligation to Duchen. Whether a Yachid is Chayv, and generally, whether a Yachid is Chayv Midar Reis Levarich, and over Ba'asei for failing to be Mevarich. So first of all, is he over Ba'asei if a Yachid fails to be Mevarich? The Rabbeinu Peretz is quoted in the tour saying that a Yachid is not in violation of an asay if he doesn't go up to Duchen, because the pasuk says Emor Lahem B'lashon Rabbim. Taisus and Menachos and Daf Mem Dalel and Aleph B'shem Rabbeinu Tam says that a Yachid is only Chayv Midrabanan Levarech, whereas multiple Kohanim are Chayv Midoraisa, presumably based on that idea of Rabbeinu Peretz, that since it's Emor Lahem, it's only if you have more than one Kohen that there's a Chayv Doraisa to Duchen. But if there's only one Kohen, then it's only a Chayv Midrabanan to Duchen. And Shuvas Maramint in Simon Yud Beis, he goes so far as to quote a Yesh Omrim, who says that a Kohen Yachid doesn't even say a Birchas HaMitzvah, he doesn't even say a Asher Kedushanu, and he just jumps straight into the Birchas Kohanim. Maramint himself disagrees. He says, what are you talking about? We say Brachas HaMitzvah Strabanan also. We say Brachas on Ner Chanukah and Megillah and Mitzvah Strabanan and Tilos Yadayim and everything. The Torah disagrees with all of this, though, with this Rabbeinu Peretz. The Torah says that a Yachid is Chayv Midaraisa. It says Amar Lahem, Yel, Aaron, Levanov, you know, to all the Kohanim throughout all the generations. Beis Yosef quotes a Maria Buav, who questions the Torah because he's against the Gemara in Sota Lamed Ches. Amra Baye, Naktinon Lishnayim, Kore Kohanim, Leechad, Eino Kore Kohen. Shnem, Amar Lahem. The Gemara very clearly darshins from the fact that it says Amar Lahem that you only call Kohanim when it's more than one Kohen. Otherwise, if there's only one Kohen around, you do not call out Kohen. So apparently there's no calling up of a Yachid based on the plural expression in the Pasuk. Now, do we call up a Yachid as a matter of fact? So, as mentioned, Abaye says, no, we don't call up a single Kohen. And that seems to suggest that there's no Chiyuv D'Oraisa of Birchas Kohanim for a single Kohen, which means the assumption that the fellow came to me with is in fact correct. In fact, the Beis Yosef and the Bach both assume that a Yachid is under no obligation to Duchen unless he's called to do so, and we don't call him to do so. However, there are two possible reasons to suggest that it would still be a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. First of all, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that you can call up a single Kohen with the singular Kohen, just not Kohanim, but you call him up Kohen. And Rav Chisda says that you call up a single Kohen with the word Kohanim, but both Deos and Yerushalmi says you do call up a Yachid, it's just a machlok is which word to use. So both Deos and Yerushalmi are against Abaye, who says that you don't call up a Yachid. But La Halacha, it's not going to help us, because we paskin obviously like a Bavli against Yerushalmi, so we don't call up. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, not to call up Kohanim. Someone told me that in the Arts called Machzor, it says, yes, that you're supposed to say Kohanim. I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Mochen Biyadov, someone does it, but it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to do it, that if it's only a Yachid, we don't call up Kohanim. If there are any Kohanim over here, maybe you'll let me know afterwards what your experience has been, whether they call up Kohanim. The Drisha, but then there's another perspective over here, the Drisha, and the Taz quotes this in Sifkat and Gimel, says that while multiple Kohanim are not obligated to Duchen until they're called up to do so, a single Kohen is obligated immediately Midar Raisa, even without being called up. Meaning, Enochinami, we don't call up a single Kohen. But that doesn't mean he's not Chayiv. Adarabba, it's a greater Chayiv. Whereas when you have multiple Kohanim, they need to wait to be called up in order to become Chayiv. With a single Kohen, he's Chayiv even without being called up. Prima Gadim is bothered, if that's the case, how can we skip Duchening and Chutzlaretz in shuls that have just one Kohen? Meaning, I understand if a shul has multiple Kohanim, you could skip Duchening and Chutzlaretz, right? Because you just never call up Kohanim, and then you have no problem. But if you say like this Drisha, when there's only one Kohen in the house, he's Chayiv automatically. So how can you skip Duchening? It would be a major, major issue. It's Stam a major issue why it is that we skip Duchening in Chutzlaretz. So putting all of this together, back to our Shaila. If the Kohen attends a minyan with another Kohen, he will definitely become Chayv Midaraisa to Duchen, because they're going to call up Kohanim. If he attends the minyan where he's the only Kohen, regardless of whether they call him up or not, some poskim will say that he's Chayv Midaraisa, but the Beis Yosef and the Bach would say that his Chiv is only Midrabanan, and the lone Kohen at the minyan that he does not attend is also only going to be Chayv Midrabanan. So both of them Birchas Kohanims are only going to be Midrabanan, whereas if you were to just join forces with the other Kohen, yes, one minion will be without a Birchas Kohanim, but the minion that it happens in, and he and the other Kohen will be fulfilling a Chiyuv Daraisa. But that's all just from the perspective of the Kohen. There are two other perspectives to take into account over here. It's not only the Kohen who's a Baldover over here. There are two other perspectives. There's the Tzibur, and there's the Ribono Shel Olam. So let's take one by one. The Tzibur, if there is a Chiyuv on the Tzibur to be Misbarech, maybe he should go to the place where they otherwise won't have Birchas Kohanim to help the Tzibur fulfill their Chiyuv to be blessed by the Kohanim. However, even if there is a Chiyuv on the Tzibur to be Misbarech, to become blessed by the Kohanim, there are two ways to understand what that Chiyuv might be. Many Achronim, such as the Dvar Avram, in Sim Lamed Aleph Os Aleph, the Chuvus Yehuda Yale and Or Chaim Sim Mem Vav, and the Orach HaShulchan Yer and Sim Kuf Chav Ches, understand that the obligation of Yisrael is simply Misayei Lidei Osei Mitzvah. We discussed this yesterday about the Mitzvah Peruvah. Misayei Lidei Osei Mitzvah. The Kohen can't do it without you, so it's imperative to help him do his Mitzvah. Meaning it's not really a Chiv on the Yisrael, it's just that a Kohen can't do it without someone to bless. So Yisrael has to be there to help the Kohen do his Mitzvah. In our case, however, not only will the Kohen be able to do it without this minion, he'll do it better without you guys, because he'll go to the other minion where there's another Kohen, and he'll do it on a Doraisa level of Chaladeos. So from that perspective, he has no obligation toward the Tzibur to see to it that they are Misparech. But other Achronim understand, and this is the Aflang, Subas Chavdalid, Minchas Chinuch quotes in Mitzvah Shinayin Ches, that there's an actual Mitzvah's assay for Yisrael to be Misbarech, just like there is for a Kohen to be Mivarech. It's similar to Mitzvah's Yibum. The Torah only mentions in the context of a Yavam that there's a Mitzvah of Yibum, not the Yavama. But yet we say that really on a Daraisa level, Asei Dochalos Asei, that even Yisurei Lavin, you have a Mitzvah of Yibum with the Bia Rishona, right, on a Daraisa level. Well, why? The woman has no Chiyuv of Yibum, and it's a Los Asei for her. Why should she be allowed to participate in the Yibum? There's no Mitzvah for her. Elamai, since the Yavam can't do it without the Yavama, it's her mitzvah also. Meaning, she's automatically included in the mitzvah. And that's how the Minchas Chinuch understands the role of the Yisraelim in Birchas Kohanim, that they're automatically included in the mitzvah, becomes their Chiyuv as well. If that's the case, then maybe the Kohen, for the sake of the Tzibur that otherwise won't have Birchas Kohanim, should show up to be Mevarich then. And then there's a third perspective that we have to take into account, and that is the perspective of the Ribono Shel Olam himself. The Gemara Maseches Sota, Daf Lamed Chesed Bei, says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Misave LeBirchas Kohanim. How do I know Hashem desires Birchas Kohanim? Shenemar V'samu Hashemi Al Bnei Yisrael V'ani Avarachem. From the fact that the pasuk refers to the bracha as the placement of Hashem's name on the Jewish people, it seems that there's an element of tzorach gavoa in Birchas Kohanim, that Hashem needs, so to speak, or wants, desires, that Klal Yisrael should be misbarech al yedei Kohanim. Maybe the Yisraelim don't have a chiyuv. Maybe the Kohen only has a chiyuv midrabanan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the brach of the Kohanim should be chal on the people. The Maral understands that Hashem wants to be mashpia shafa betachtonim, and that's accomplished through the Birchas Kohanim, and therefore it's a tzorach gavoa. So maybe from a God perspective, it's better to spread the bracha around and get as many Jewish people to be misbarech as possible. He may only be chayv midrabanan, but the bracha is going to be chal on them from min haTorah. So at the end of the day, I'm really, really not sure. Meaning, if you look at it from the perspective of the Kohen himself, for sure it's better for him to do a mitzvah daraisa l'chol adeos rather than what, according to many, may only be a chayv midrabanan. Right? For sure, it'd be better for him to go with the other Kohen. You look at the perspective of the Tzibur, it depends on the Lamdus. It depends whether they have a Chiv to be Misbarech or not. And if you look at how to understand the Chiv to be Misbarech, and if you look at the Ribono Shel Olam perspective, L'chora, it would be better for him to go to the other Minyan. So it's not better to him to be to have both Minyanim with only one Kohen. So I'm not 100% sure. I did not get a chance to ask any of the Gedolei HaPoskim, but at least those are the possibilities. So with that, I wish everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos as well. Any comments?